AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This may take some time before we're able to sort it all through.
At the White House, President Obama called on Americans to wait for the facts before making any judgments about yesterday's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California.
It is possible that this was terrorist-related, but we don't know. It's also possible that this was workplace-related.
The president said the nation must make it harder to be able to carry out violence. He ordered flags to fly at half-staff in honor of the victims. In San Bernardino, Police Chief Jared Bergwan says weapons were bought legally, and the shooters had a lot of ammunition.
On their person, on their body, and in the vehicle, they had over 1,400 223 caliber rounds that were available to them, and they had over 209 millimeter rounds on their persons as well.
12 pipe bomb devices were found at Saeed Farouk's home in San Bernardino. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city will release video next week of another man who was shot and killed by police. The family of 25-year-old Ronald Johnson had been pressing Chicago officials to release squad car video of the shooting last year. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is opening up all combat positions in the military to women.
As long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before.
Carter rebuffed attempts by the Marines to exclude women from these changes. Republicans in the Senate are moving toward passage of a bill that would all but erase President Obama's health care overhaul and cut funding for Planned Parenthood. President Obama says he will veto it. The European Central Bank is ramping up attempts to stimulate the sluggish eurozone economy. The measures fell far short of what investors expected, and stocks took a painful tumble in Europe and in the U.S. The closing bell just sounded. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down 250 points. This is AP Radio News. Leaders in the House unveiled a measure to increase scrutiny of people allowed to travel the country without a visa. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
Right now, millions of people who live in 38 countries can come into the U.S. for 90 days just by showing their passports. In the wake of the shootings in Paris, the House will consider a bill that tightens the visa waiver program. This is Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
5,000 Western passport holders have traveled to Iraq or Syria.
The countries involved would have to share counterterrorism information with the U.S. or be dropped from the program. They'd also have to run names through databases to make sure that travelers don't have ties to terrorists. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A judge in Arkansas today struck down a portion of the state's law that keeps secret details about the drugs used in executions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.